Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, Luke Giever, Program Director, and John Nelson, Director of Marketing for the 3rd Annual Bakken Conference and Expo.
Yeah, so, you know, to reiterate that, you know, with your registration, we'll give you breakfast, we'll give you lunch, we'll give you dinner, and snacks in between. So you'll be well fed by registering for this event and attending it in its entirety. One thing I would like to do is go back to Luke's comment about our pre-conference, which is Bakken. It's titled Bakken versus the World. And I think a lot of the questions we get at through our magazine or through the conferences, how does the Bakken compare to other shale plays? How do things look in the Permian and so on? Or what's different about it? Why is it maybe one is more popular than the other? Is it how it's made up? Is it due to its location? All those questions come up, and they'll be answered in this pre-conference. So I would definitely recommend for those who are interested in how we in the Bakken compare to other shale plays, you know, if you're curious on how that is and want some answers to those questions, they should definitely attend Bakken versus the World.
So let me ask you guys a little bit. And first off, we'll talk about your company as well, because much like the oil and gas companies, the ancillary, the supporting, the downstream, whatever you want to call it, companies had to adjust and evolve during the downturn as well. How did you guys fare through this? I mean, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily think of, you know, magazines and conferences and the communication aspect of an industry when it's a vital part. I mean, you know, you go to war, people take out the communication first. So, I mean, it's a vital part of the industry. How did you guys fare through the downturn and adapt and evolve through? And is this addressed during the company, people sharing, here's what we did during the downturn to save some money, and here's what we did to become more efficiency? So if you guys talk about your guys' company a little bit and then spill into whether that theme is going to be at all into the conference at all.
Yeah, definitely. Being in the communications, the media, the event side, the side of the industry that's trying to connect folks and give them information that'll help them do their jobs better, because we've become so ingrained in the industry in North Dakota throughout the past 3 years, and kind of had to earn our place in the industry, much like any company entering the oil and gas industry would for the first time. We were certainly impacted by oil prices and started off our days just like most people would, checking the price of crude and how much it's gone up or gone down, and followed all of the events in the world that might impact the price of crude. So we were certainly impacted by that. And at the beginning of this year, after a lot of strategy meetings and discussions, much like companies across the whole North American shale scene had, and we talked to about those questions, you know, what are you doing to survive and thrive during this time? What are you doing to prepare for opportunities in the future? Those are the same questions we asked ourselves, and it became really clear that we had a big opportunity for our team based in North Dakota to expand. As we mentioned earlier, we were getting a lot of questions about how the Bakken compares to other places and what's going on in other places, and through all of our internal and external discussions, we learned that there was really a need and a desire from industry to be able to reach multiple basins, in our case, through a single platform offering. And although we've had a lot of success in just focusing on one play, the Bakken in this case, it became clear and exciting at the same time that we needed to actually, instead of pull back, we needed to expand. And at the beginning of the year, we actually expanded our coverage and changed our masthead to reflect that. And so now, in addition to the Bakken, we also cover the news and different things happening and provide feature stories and in-depth perspectives from Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Pennsylvania, and all the littler shale plays in between. So that's kind of how we evolved. In terms of other companies answering that question, we've got a group of presenters to end the day on Monday that are going to talk about how they learned to find success by operating in multiple basins. And they were essentially had to face the reality that they weren't able to just service a single basin and rely on revenue from a single basin to stay profitable and relevant. And all of the companies that will be presenting will talk about sort of what they learned, what they did, long truck rides with a pallet full of frac chemicals taken from Indiana to West Texas in the middle of the night, things like that, stories that really show how they've had to deal with that question of how do you survive in the oil and gas industry and stay relevant during a time of low oil prices and then transition to a time when there's more opportunity ahead.
Luke Giever, Program Director for the 3rd Annual Bakken Conference and Expo, also the editor for the North American Shale Magazine, and also John Nelson, Director of Marketing for the 3rd Annual Bakken Conference as well, joining us. July 17th through July 19th is when the conference and expo will be taking place in Bismarck, North Dakota at the Civic Center in downtown. We're talking a little bit about changing and evolving and how that'll be presented at the conference, which I think is going to be fantastic. I agree with you that people had to diversify. That's what I found through a lot of my interviewing people. It was rather than diversifying your products, it was more diversifying your shale plays, which I found that to be pretty interesting, that geography didn't seem to really be as much of an issue like you would think, you know, because a lot of these shale plays are pretty far apart, and to move things and people down and from one place to another seems pretty remarkable. Let me ask you about your magazine, the latest one. What's out, and what can people look forward to? I suppose you guys are going to have one timed with the conference to kind of do a conference one, or are you doing a separate publication specifically for the conference? Talk about your magazine and what can people expect over the next few months with stories.
Sure. So we've had a really wide range of story types so far in the issues we've had. In our current issue that's out right now, we did a big story on a trend in the industry with diverters and materials that help with production after fracking a well, and companies that have supplied that to Bakken operators and service companies, as well as folks down in the Permian and the Delaware.
To listen to the full-length interview with John Nelson and Luke Giever with the 3rd Annual Bakken Conference and Expo, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in a sickle like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide it, you and the road in the middle of the night. It's...
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at Jason@thecrudelife.com. That's Jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land. Let's soften.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.